This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Opponents of a ballot measure that would ban the transport of coal and oil by rail through the city of Spokane have launched their own campaign. The Coalition to Protect Spokane's Economy made it official Thursday with a push against Proposition 2, reflecting support from labor, business, public safety, and agricultural interests. Better Spokane's Michael Cathcart says the city council is ignoring the advice of its own legal and policy advisors.
We're really concerned about the city being distracted from some of the key priorities that we really need to be emphasizing. And when we see roads that are not well maintained, we see crime left somewhat unchecked, and we see city council leaders and others in the city who are not necessarily focused on making Spokane the most attractive place for jobs to be created or to come to our community.
The Machinist Union's Steve Warren says backers of Prop 2 aren't considering what makes the most sense for Spokane.
Family wage jobs are important, and all jobs are important, and the environment's important. But we need to do this in a more constructive way, not by a misleading government or environmental control, but more along what's practical and what really makes sense for Spokane.
Spokane Mayor David Condon dismissed the measure as illegal, noting that concerns about rail safety are best addressed at the federal level, not on municipal ballot measures.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.